Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
We want to holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware.
We need strategies.
Ooh,
I'm talking about strategies for living. So are you ready? Are you ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
Listen,
yeah.
I was a little concerned today when there were two officers at our door.
I wasn't concerned at
but
all.
But then Ted showed up.
And yeah. And it really explains everything, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was a little concerned about you. But
you went to the office this afternoon. There's not many days mm-hmm. that I get a chance to take an afternoon nap.
Right.
And one of our life strategists will agree with me. I'm of a certain age that, you know, if I get a chance to take a nap, you know, I'm going to do it. And then Ted Ferguson calls. Thank you, Ted.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Thank you for being my alarm clock. But you call and you tell me, you give me news like, well, David, the chief of police is on your front porch.
Well, I could have said he's got the cuffs out and ready to go.
Fully expect that. When you show up, I'm not sure that that's not going to happen before we're finished.
Well, I have to say that I really thank
radio guy, get right next to the mic.
I thank these gentlemen for doing that.
We have got, thanks to you, Ted, we've got a great strategies for living lined up today because we've got the chief of police for the city of Shreveport, Chief Wayne Smith. And we've got, it turns out, I think he and I are related. You see him on TV, Corporal Bordelon, Corporal Chris Bordelon. And my grandmother was a Bordelon. I think he and I are, you know, distant cousins. I didn't tell you that, did I?
No, you didn't say that.
Yeah, well.
But I can tell by the shape of your head.
There you go.
Corporal Bordelon walked in and saw one of my grandsons. He said, is that a Bordelon? Well, yeah, through me, I guess, you know. Anyway, we're going to have a lot of fun today. And we've got a lot to talk about here on strategies.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, thank you for being with us. We appreciate you. Buckle your seatbelt. And there's a reason for that. That'll come up. Thank you, and we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. The Robinson Film Center, and Azalea Cleaners, and Pintail Roofing, and Learning RX. We train your brain. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, alligator Italian sausage, and some pretty good muffies, too. SRT Sales Training, and Uprising Addiction Center. Back in a moment with Chief Wayne Smith and Corporal Chris Bordelon from Shreveport Police Department. We got a rousing strategies for living ahead. Stay with us.
Do you want to build a productive sales team? Are you trying to grow or develop an existing one? Do you want to change your current culture? Or do you lack the skills to get you and your team to the next level? If any of this is what you're looking for, you need to contact SRT Sales Training. Locally owned, more than 35 years in the sales and training world. Relevant real-life skills that work in today's environment, no matter the business. For details, look online, scotttarkowski.com, or call 318-393-5219. And as always, make it a great day.
Dealing with stress? Pain? Feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us. You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it, too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it, too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road, plus the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283, and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
And welcome in to Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, Ted Ferguson. Let's welcome into the program our very special life strategist. And first, I want to you see him. He is the headshot of the city of Shreveport Police on all of the news stations. You see Corporal Chris Bordelon. Chris, what is your actual title?
So I'm a corporal with the Shreveport Police Department, and my assignment is the public information officer.
Well, you do a good job. Yes. So thank you for being here. How long have you been public information officer?
On and off for about the past 3 years, but really in a full-time capacity about the past two.
Well, you do a very good job on the news. You're well-spoken. So thank you for the service to our community, and thank you for what you do. You do an important
an important job.
Well, I appreciate that. And, you know, I'm kind of the just doing what Chief Smith, really what his message is. I try to make sure that the community gets that.
Well, yeah. There's a good segue because you're doing an important job. You're doing an important job, but not as important as our life strategist. We are very honored to have as our life strategist this evening, the chief of police of the city of Shreveport. He is Chief Wayne Smith. Chief Smith, you've been chief of police for how many years now?
Well, thank you so much for having me on your show.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I've been the chief of police for a little over 3 years, but I've been a Shreveport police officer. I'm into my 46th year here in this city.
Great. Thank you, sir. Cool. Thank you so much for what you do. Mm-hmm. And you and I visited a little bit back in the day. We both worked at Keel Radio back in the days when you and Officer Tom Brown did the traffic report every morning.
Absolutely. I had been transferred to the traffic bureau. Tom Brown rode a motorcycle, and so did I.
Oh, do I remember that. First time I was ever stopped before I got into radio was by Officer Tom Brown.
Absolutely.
Didn't get a ticket.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, I am too, but he and I laughed about it later.
I wish you would have met me back then.
Yeah, really?
You probably got that ticket.
Yeah, but I'm glad I didn't, Chief. Thank you.
Okay. But there at Spring and Lake, close to where Keel was at the time.
710 Springs, yes, sure.
That intersection was one of the highest ones in the city of Shreveport for accidents, so we spent quite a bit of time monitoring traffic that come through there.
Right.
And one day he says, I tell the traffic report for Keel, would you consider helping me out a little bit? And I said, well, sure.
Yeah.
And he did it one day, and I did it the next day. We alternated.
Wow. Well, I'm glad that we found out that we have. I know we passed each other.
We did.
Many times in the building, but I was up in sales back in those days up on the third floor, so you guys were doing all of the heavy lifting on the second floor. Ted remembers those days.
Yeah. I worked there, too.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, back in the day. So
well, Spring and Lake is no longer number one.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
What is
number one now?
I think it's somewhere around Uri and Burt Coons.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Area, yes. Or Pines Road, where I live.
Yeah.
Could be.
So, Chief, here's you know, you know strategies. You know that we part of what we do, most of what we do, is focused on healthy lifestyle, healthy living.
Sure.
We leave the other 23 hours a day to all the politics and stuff like this. When the mayor comes on, we don't let him talk politics.
I understand. I do understand.
But your tenure as chief of police,
yes, sir,
has been phenomenal.
Yes,
thank you. You've done some extraordinary things.
Yes, sir.
And I want you to talk a little bit about what the last 3 years has been since you became chief. You're doing some major things right now.
Yes,
that we're seeing in terms of moving the department.
Yes.
Now, talk a little bit about that.
It's been remarkable. There is no substitute for tenure, because over the course of the 40 years, I've seen our city grow and improve so much. Mm-hmm. I've seen our city at its worst, and, you know, I'm seeing it at its best. And so I can bring that knowledge, I guess the wisdom from the past into the future.
Yes.
And help move this city forward. And I am a person that believe in change is inevitable.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I do believe in investing in change for the betterment of our city. And it has proven itself time and time again that if you embrace change, you embrace new ideas, new technology, you help to move the world forward, and you don't get lost in time.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. The biggest single change that we're all, you know, watching and seeing is the opening of the new substations.
Absolutely. We opened the very first brand new one here a few months ago at Monk House and Interstate Drive.
Looks beautiful. I haven't been out to see it personally, but
it's great.
Looks awesome. Beautiful on TV.
It's awesome. For the first time in Shreveport's history, buildings have been designed specifically for the need. Right. Not retrofitted something that designed for something else.
Right.
It's been built specifically for our needs.
You guys have been housed in the old city hall.
Since 1958.
Oh, wow.
1 year before I was born.
Goodness gracious.
We've been, I've been watching the statistics closely around the Monk House station, and we are seeing the effects of decentralization, how the community can benefit from it. Mm. We're seeing more people come into that location for service than we ever seen before. And we have seen the numbers of incidents in the community decrease.
Yes.
That is the paradigm we're wanting to see, the number of demand for our services out in the community decrease.
Yeah.
So we're seeing the positive results from it. Beside that, we're helping the economy. Already at that location, we're seeing other businesses remodel.
That's wonderful because that corridor, as you know, back in the 70s and 80s, was quite a busy corridor.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, everything is moved out now of the old downtown, or is that is there still more to move?
The only thing left is my office.
Oh, goodness. All right. Now, so where are the others besides the Monk House office? Where are the other offices? Ground was just broken for the
East
office, right?
Yeah, in the bond package that the citizens gave us was for three substations. Our goal was four.
Yes, sir.
One in each quadrant of the city. Mm-hmm. The Monk House is open. The North Market, 1500 North Market, is soon to be open.
Right.
St. Vincent and 70th Street at Cedar Grove Park. Mm-hmm. That's the third location that construction began a few weeks ago.
Yes, sir.
And the fourth, we rented a building at Kingston Road and Burt Coons. That is Area 4.
Okay.
And they're in that location as we speak.
So that's wonderful.
Everyone is out of our building except administration, and we're next to go.
All of the services that people are accustomed to coming downtown to do.
Yes.
Can they now, will they be able to do those at all of the, at the, at all four of the stations?
We're headed in that direction. Right now, at administrative, the things where you get an accident report, get your fingerprints and all that.
Right.
We've rented an office complex on Knight Street, 1120 South Point Parkway.
Okay.
Is the address.
Okay.
You come in and get your ABO card, get fingerprinted, pick up offense, accident report. It's all there.
All there. All right? Available.
But it is our future dream that people can come to their local police facility in their area and get pretty much anything done that they need done there.
Let me pull back the curtain a little bit and ask Chief Wayne Smith, when did you first decide that I want to be a police officer?
It was a need out of desperation, personal desperation. I'm from Red River Parish, from Cushiata. I worked on a cotton farm, raised cottons and soybeans.
Yes, sir.
I was out in the middle of the field one day working on a tractor, and I was listening at Keel Radio.
That's what you did back there.
71 Keel came in clearer than anyone
else. Absolutely.
And I heard that the Shreveport Police Department was hiring. The next week it rained, and we couldn't work in the field. And I had a motorcycle. That was my mode of transportation.
Right.
And I borrowed $5 from the farmer that I worked for. And I prayed, and I knew Highway 1 north would get me to Shreveport.
Right.
So that rainy, stormy morning, I started on my northward journey. I stopped at the corner of Urie Drive and Florida Lucas. That was a Pell State FINA.
Oh, yeah.
Right there by the Amos treatment plant.
Right.
And I filled up with gasoline because no matter what, I know I needed to get back home.
Sure.
It took $2 and some change to fill up my motorcycle.
Oh, those were the days.
Those were the days. Yeah, 35 cents a gallon. And the attendant gave me $2 bill back, and I carry that in my wallet today, and it is dated.
I love it.
And, you know, just as a memory of how far life has brought me.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
But it was out of desperation because I wanted better for my life. Yeah. I looked at my foster parent, the ones who had adopted me. They were lifelong farm hands. And I just could not hardly see myself when I get of age like them, not have accomplished more in life than they had from working on the farm.
So wow.
That was a driving force to get me here. And, you know, the rest is history.
The rest is history.
Yeah. The city of Shreveport blessed me with the opportunity to go to college. At that time, the city paid for your college if you went locally. They paid for my college. I got my college education right here in town. I'm a graduate from Centenary College right around the corner.
Fantastic.
From you. And
we are honored today. Thank you so much for sharing your story. Yeah. It's going to be, I know, inspirational for somebody that's listening. Chief Wayne Smith, Corporal Chris Bordelon on Strategies for Living today. And hopefully we can get through this without Ted getting into too much trouble. But we'll see. We'll see. That remains to be seen. We'll be back. More Strategies for Living to come. When you need help, you want help now, and you want a rehab and addiction center that can help support you and help you flourish. Uprising Addiction Center in Shreveport is that place. 877-887-7473. UprisingCenter.com. Whether you're looking for yourself or a loved one, you'll find Uprising Addiction Center for detox, for residential inpatient, and intensive outpatient. You'll also find a team of dedicated specialists who will help you remember who you really are. You're not your addiction. Your story is waiting to unfold. And Uprising is here to help make that happen. 877-887-7473. UprisingCenter.com. A relaxed and beautiful setting. A dedicated team that knows how to help you recover your life and potential. Uprising Addiction Center. UprisingCenter.com.
Are you trying to develop a productive sales team? Are you trying to grow or develop an existing one? Are you wanting to change your current culture, or are you lacking the skills to get you and your team to the next level? If any of this is what you're looking for, then you need to contact SRT Sales Training. Hi, everyone. My name is Scott Tarkowski, and I'm the owner of SRT Sales Training. Relevant, real-life skills that work in today's environment, no matter what the business. For more information, go to ScottTarkowski.com or simply call 318-393-5219. And as always, make it a great day.
Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center. .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems. Working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
From the bayou to your table, we're keeping it alive. With flavors from the family, passed down to survive. The Godfather's here. With a twist in the tail, alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Come on, the sausage, bold and true. But Andre's bringing the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather, alligator Italian sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport.
Facing the same old problems day to day. Makes you wonder how I get away. Looking for the road that'll get me there. Looking for hope and peace to spare. Looking for strategies. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren, Leon McMillan, David McMillan, Ted Ferguson, our honor today to have as our life strategist the chief of police of the city of Shreveport, Chief Wayne Smith.
Thank you for having me.
And Corporal Chris Bordelon, who we all turn to for all of the up-to-date info. And, you know, he's not like me and Ted, Chief. He doesn't have the face for Ted and I have the face for radio.
Corporal, he's got the Corporal's face for TV.
Yeah. You're sitting over there a little close there. Remember, he's a relative. So, Chief, thank you for sharing. I did not know your story, so thank you for sharing that story. It's inspirational. Do you get a chance to share that much with young people?
I do. I try to build hope everywhere I go because I can speak from experience.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
And, you know, my story, usually the end result is all of us throughout our lives is going to run have some times when we feel really, really hopeless, when things look so bleak and dim in front of us. But you can get through it if you never feel helpless, because you are not helpless. The choices in life is what move you forward or backwards. Mm. You know, finding great people to want to emulate what they do, that inspired me so much.
I'm so glad that that happened.
Spoken and you know, like a true life strategist.
And you know, the strange thing about it is I say when I talk to anybody, people that you don't even know, that don't even know you, watch you, and you can inspire people by what you do.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So speaking of hope and hopelessness, not too many years ago, and again, I don't want to get negative, but the truth of the matter is a lot of people talked about Shreveport several years ago as in a helpless, hopeless way. Especially when you look on a lot of fronts, that's turning around and has turned around. But one of the major fronts you guys are involved in is crime rates are down.
Yes, sir.
And that is impacting. You can feel.
Yes, sir.
You can begin to feel the difference. We're not there yet.
Right.
But you're feeling the momentum.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about what has happened over the last few years in terms of crime and locally here in our statistics.
It has been great to be able to travel around the country to different seminars where I'm affiliated with hundreds of other police chiefs, and we network and we talk about what each other is doing that's making a difference, bringing those ideas back to our community and manipulating them, designing them to fit us is making a difference.
Yes.
Embracing technology. You know, the city of Shreveport, in our real-time crime center, we have over 2,200 camera feeds that's coming into that center 24/7.
I got to tell you something. As a citizen, you know, and I've watched, Chris has talked about a bit here and there about those cameras.
Yes, sir.
As a citizen, it makes me a whole lot more comfortable knowing that there are many eyes that are, you know, own the areas and streets around Shreveport.
Myself and the sheriff, mainly him, has launched an initiative called the Anglin Myers Campaign. You remember Anglin lost her life not too far from Devin Miles. To raise funds to purchase more cameras. We've had over $300,000 so far that's been committed that's buying more cameras to around our community. And now we
this is up-to-date policing because it lets you guys, even though with you obviously limited, there's a limited number of men and women available. But this gives you eyes that otherwise you would not have.
The technology is force multipliers where we may not have all the bodies that we like to have. We are making up so much of that with technology to help us out. Moving forward, we are purchasing cameras with beacon lights on them because I learned from some of our other cities that the beacon light, you're going to be able to see from blocks and blocks and blocks. So you're going to know you're being watched.
Right.
Not covertly, but you're going to know you're being watched.
That could be a deterrent in itself.
Absolutely. We would much rather, the ultimate goal is to respond to less call where there's less demand for our service, and that is prevention.
Right, right. So violent crime is down.
Yes, sir.
What else has been very positively impacted over the last few years?
Every category.
Every category.
Every category. The sexual-related offenses has been slightly up, but we have found some reasoning for that. The state of Louisiana, the federal government, we report statistically to them, and they've changed some reporting categories, has combined some things together. So I think that's driving the number.
That's impacting how the numbers are looking.
And we have put together a unit that specifically works on enforcing sexual-related offenses and bringing people to justice.
Right.
And I firmly believe that probably also more people are reporting things to us where they didn't in the past.
Right.
The fighting, the shooting, all of those things are down.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Down in remarkable numbers.
Double-digit percentages.
Double digits. And they continue continuing in that direction. We put out a hard campaign to remove illegal weapons off of the street. For the past 3 years or so, we have removed in excess of 11 to over 1,200 illegally possessed weapons off of the street each year.
Wow.
And those are assault weapons that are not designed for
sports hunting and sports.
No, they're designed to harm somebody.
Right.
And, you know, my guarantee to our community, when I get your gun, you ain't getting it back.
I love it. I love it.
I bought a thing called a gun muncher.
Yep.
And we feed it in there, and it chops it up into little bitty pieces. Oh. And it goes into a
That gun ain't coming back.
It ain't coming back.
And if you don't have a gun, you can't use it to hurt somebody.
And, you know, I'm a gun advocate. I love to hunt. I love to target shoot. And it's not
You're from Coushatta. What would you expect?
That's exactly right. It's not the weapon. It's the person who has the weapon in their hand that's causing the trouble. But I'm getting them, too, now.
There you go.
You and your weapon.
There you go. What is – this is a question I guess I would ask to both of you.
Yes, sir.
What is the number one thing that you guys are – proudest of over the last few years in terms of the success rate of bringing these statistics down for the city and the community?
Boosting morale within the police department themselves, the officers that are actually out there every day. Showing them some love. The community has played such a great part in that by recognizing an officer when you see him on a regular basis. And just say thanks. That goes a long way. We began a home storage a policy where we're actually assigning an officer a unit to take home with you. That's your baby. That's probably had the largest impact on morale as anything else. And where we used to get 3 years out of the lifespan out of a car, we got some now that's 8 to 10 years old.
Wow.
One person.
Yeah. So what would you say, Corporal?
There's a lot of things that I could list that I'm proud of, especially since in these past few years. But I think the public trust is the biggest thing. I know, you know, as a country and as a city, we went through a lot of things in previous years. And
right.
When Chief Smith took over, I don't feel like we had the public trust that we do now. And I think you're seeing that with the amount of people that are coming forward, you know, that wanting to eliminate violence from our city, wanting to cooperate in investigations. We're seeing a changing, you know, a swinging of the pendulum.
Right.
Where people are trusting the police, they're supporting the police. And I think that's because, you know, Chief is the guy. I'm gonna talk good about him for a second. He's the person you hear, the guy that you hear talking. That's really how he is.
Right.
He's an honest person. Mm-hmm. He has a way of just cutting through the bureaucracy and the BS, so to speak.
The word that I haven't met he and you until this evening, but the word that I would use is genuine.
He is.
You know, from what I see so far and hear so far.
And you know, I didn't realize, you know, as a young officer, the importance of experience. And you know, I call it a Generation Y. You know, I hate to say the word millennial, but I'm a millennial.
What attracted you? What I'll ask you the same question I asked the chief. What do you remember when?
Oh, absolutely. I know exactly the moment I decided. As I was living in New Orleans and I watched an OPD officer wrestling with a guy on Bourbon Street. And I said, man, that looks like fun. And so
I got to get in there.
Yeah. So it's a team environment.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be on the team. And that's the thing we're really trying to build back. Mm-hmm. And Chief is very good at that. He's good at team building. And what we're doing is communicating with our community members, our media, with honesty. He allows me to do that. And I am trying to learn every little bit I can from him. The time that I have him, because I know at some point in time he's going to get tired of me and he's going to retire. And so in the time that I have him, you know, you don't think about 46 years of experience.
Yeah.
But he's, you know, he could roll over and forget more stuff than most of us know about police
work and policing. I hear you.
And so I probably annoy him with all the questions I ask.
We are honored today to have two wonderful life strategists with us. Corporal Chris Bordelon, who is Public Information Officer of the Shreveport Police Department, and Chief Wayne Smith, who is, of course, the Chief of Police, Shreveport Police Department. And we're honored to have them as our life strategists today. And we got to put up with Ted Ferguson, too. But that's another story. We'll be right back. More to come.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies, strategies, strategies for living radio.
And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan and David McMillan, Ted Ferguson, our honor today for Chief Wayne Smith, Corporal Chris Bordelon, both of our Shreveport Police Department, to be here with us. You know, Chief, we were talking a number of things while we were on break there. One of the things that you mentioned that I think is extremely important is the cooperation going on between the various agencies.
Absolutely, absolutely. I have never in my, you know, 46 years of being here seen such a great partnership between me and all of the other resources that are available for our community.
Yes.
Many that most people don't even realize that exists. The Caddo Parish Sheriff's Department, the Louisiana State Police, the Shreveport City Marshal's Office, alcohol, the ATF office, the FBI, the United States Marshal. The list just goes on and on and on that work with us every day to make our community safe.
You even go across the river and work with my friend Tommy.
Absolutely. So in this morning, we had breakfast together.
Oh, bless your heart.
His chief of police over there, we talk on a regular basis. We share resources. We share ideas because I don't see Shreveport or Bossier. I don't see the rivers. Nothing but just a place
we
to fish.
We are one big community, aren't we?
It's just one place to fish. We're one big community.
Yes.
That's the way I see
it. Yes, absolutely. So that, you know, that also kind of segues into you guys have been talking a lot, and it kind of filters in with what we've been talking about thus far. See something, say something.
Absolutely. You know, we provide the muscle and the much of the cooperation that we need from our community, because obviously we can't be everywhere all the time.
Right.
We don't live here on your street, so we really don't know what's really abnormal to you.
Right.
Prevention is a big part for us.
Well, my neighbors are going to be talking about it because they're going to say McMillan's got, you know, got the chief of police and Corporal Wardlaw on his front porch.
What are they up to now? Yeah,
but if you see something, say something. If you look out of your window, you know, here at night and you see someone strange walking down the street you had never seen before and they're looking suspicious, call us and let us know. Let us come by.
You want those phone calls. You want, you encourage us to say something when we see something.
Say something when you see something. That's right. If you see something happen, call us. Tell us, this is what I saw. We have anonymous ways that, you know, you won't be identified.
Right.
You can rest assured we'll protect your identity.
Right, and amenity.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We need your information, not your name.
There you go. There you go. All right, so now, Ted, all of this got started. All of the, you know, we and I thank you. Thank you, Ted Ferguson, for these two gentlemen being here. But all of this got started because you have some regular meetings with these gentlemen, right?
There's the Community Advisory Council,
which
was organized. And we have a meeting, I guess it's quarterly, and we basically gain information. That is really a tool of the Shreveport Police Department to get the information out to the public, because these are community people and community leaders and big mouths like myself.
I'm glad you said that. I didn't have to say that.
Consequently, yes. Yeah. I mean, I was a paid big mouth. I actually got paid to do that.
China Jones.
That was me.
Back
China
in the day.
Jones in Detroit.
Yeah.
So anyway, I have certain things that I don't like in my community,
right,
where I live. I detest people who insist on driving 60 miles or 50 miles an hour on a 25-mile-an-hour speed law street.
Well, I'm with you, my friend.
Or Border Lane or Pines Road and all of those. So that's one of my big pet peeves. You were talking about people who speed.
Yes, sir.
And you were talking about the danger of people who speed.
Yes, sir.
And that is one of the, biggest killers there are?
Speed,
a car?
That's right. It speed directly relates to the severity of the injury in an accident, without a doubt. Speed decreases your reaction time when you maybe see something that's about to happen. Speed plays a significant role. You know, most people don't know why the speed limits are what they are. You just know it is what it is.
Yeah. Right.
But there's much research that's been done to determine, you know, a safe speed in a neighborhood, on a neighborhood street, on a major thoroughfare. And that is to give you appropriate reaction time to avoid a crash, if that is the case. But so many people disregard that. I agree with you 100%.
Interstate 20 is like the Indy 500.
Yeah.
It's amazing how fast and how many people speed. I would say at least half of the people driving on Interstate 20 are doing 75 plus.
I noticed this, Ted. People, for some particular reason or other, feel comfortable driving at least 10 miles per hour faster than whatever the posted speed limit is.
Mm.
I don't know why that is.
I think it's a psychological thing, because I think they understand that there's a 10 mile an hour grace that police will allow, and they've heard that.
Could
and
they be. Say that may not necessarily be so, though.
Well,
we won't put
be
these
so.
Gentlemen on the spot, but that may not be so.
But what I would love to see would be, you know, slow it down.
You know what's been one of the biggest things that, and Lauren can attest to this. Our office is from our home about 4 miles or so,
yeah.
And we drive down both some major thoroughfares, Kings yes. Highway and East Kings Highway, and then yes. we also drive through
neighborhood.
Yep. Yes. And one of the biggest things that's helped me is I use the heck out of the cruise control.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So when I turn on River Road to cut down in that neighborhood, I'm very much aware because we see elderly people like Ted walking in the morning. And
shots fired.
But to put that speed control on 25, because sure. that's the speed limit on that sure. portion of River Road, it assures me that I'm not going to hurt. So I don't want to hurt anybody,
no,
you know.
No.
So that's been one of the biggest benefits that has kept me going the correct speed.
I appreciate you so much for doing that. I tell you, I'm a nature person. I love nature, the outdoors.
Yeah.
Try this for me.
Okay.
And call me back and tell me if it worked.
Okay.
Next time you drive, you know, you're here in the city.
Yes, sir.
Roll your window down, observe what's happening out and around you, observe nature, turn your radio down a little bit where your attention is not just focused straight ahead and what's going on. I guarantee you'll slow down.
Mm-hmm. Chief, that is gosh. You already had your life strategist stripes, but you just proved yourself as a fantabulous life strategist with that. I'm going to do that Monday. I'm going to do that
Please
Monday morning
do.
Driving to work.
Don't let the world pass you by.
I love it.
That's such great advice. Yeah. I hope you guys will come back. Corporal Chris Bordelon and Chief Wayne Smith, Shreveport Police Department, with us today here on Strategies for Living. And, of course, we've all had to put up with Ted, but, you know, he's always welcome. You know, there you go. We'll be back to wrap up here on Strategies in just a moment. And we're back. We're back here on Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, Ted Ferguson, David McMillan. Honored to have Corporal Chris Bordelon and Chief Wayne Smith, City of Shreveport Police Department, with us today as life strategists, and wow, what life strategists they are. Chief and Chris, you're going to have to promise that you'll come back, but I got to ask you, Chief, today, in about a minute or so, I know that's unfair, but it's radio, sure. News is coming next.
Sure.
What do you want to leave us with? What is it that you really want us to take away from this time today?
It's helpful in life sometime to slow down the pace a little bit.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Don't drive so fast. Slow down and observe all the beautiful things that are occurring around you. Risk management is so important in life.
Mm-hmm.
Think about things before you do it, before you say them. If there's a high risk, a probability that something ain't going to turn out right, do something different. Mm. If you think you got to go somewhere other than hunting or to the range where you have to take your weapon with you, then you probably should not go there.
Mm.
Risk management. Most decisions, all decision has consequences. Choose the decisions that has the best consequences for yourself.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you, Chief Smith. Yeah. Thank you, Corporal Bordelon. Thank you, Ted Ferguson. This has been an eye-opening time here on Strategies for Living. Folks, thank you. We appreciate you being a part of Strategies for Living, and we appreciate our sponsors who make it all possible, the Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX. We Train Your Brain, the Balanced Life Wellness Center, Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage,
and some pretty good muffies too. SRT Sales Training. Say hello to my friend Scott Turkowski and Uprising Addiction Center. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? And what would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Chief Wayne Smith, for Corporal Chris Wardlaw, for Ted Ferguson, for Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time, right here on Strategies for Living.